Denard Robinson is still an offensive weapon for the Jaguars. He's just not the offensive weapon.
Hey, let's go, D-Rob.
Let's go.
A year after experimenting with the former Michigan quarterback, the Jags are settled on him as a running back. And with his smooth gait and instant acceleration, they're counting on him. He already knows how to run the ball and is focused on the finer points of playing running back and just running back.
I was a quarterback that could actually run the ball, you know. So it's good that I can run the ball. Now it comes down to where to be when it's time for when the blitz come and what to pick up, who to pick up. And that's one of the things that, you know, you as a quarterback, you know to tell the guy to go get it, but it's another thing to go do it.
The Jaguars went in a new direction in March when they signed bruising runner Toby Gerhard to be the feature back. On the field, their styles contrast, with Robinson as the electrifying, explosive lightning back, while Gerhard is decidedly thunderous in his approach. It sounds, though, as if the duo are very much alike in the locker room and in their approach to the game.
Toby is a great asset to the team, and I think he's a great guy in the locker room because when you see him and talk to him, he's always having fun, and he's a positive guy. When he get in the weight room, he's hitting it hard, and when he get on the field, you can tell that he's going to bring it to a guy. He's going to take the punishment to the guy and not the punishment on him.
So you probably already know that Robinson had ball control issues as a rookie. He raced toward the end zone with what could have been the game-winning score against Buffalo, but lost the ball. He struggled in every respect as a wide receiver. Lately, though, he's been catching everything thrown at him. Everything. So did he work with a quarterback all spring, hire an outside receiving expert? His solution might surprise you.
So I messed up my ulnar nerve, and the ulnar nerve controls these two fingers right here.
Right.
Well, it probably controls a lot of different things, but my whole hand was numb last year, you know. So that kind of do help me that I got two hands now I can use and catch the ball and grab things and stuff like that. So this whole offseason I kind of been working on my grip.
Denard's infectious smile and warm, inviting personality make him one of the go-to guys in the Jags locker room. He's still far too inexperienced to be the leader in the locker room, but his natural disposition is to be out front, and he's good at it, which is something Gus Bradley values highly.
If I become a coach, I want to preach just like he do. Now, I want to be that positive guy every time you see me. I think that's one thing that I always, you know, did. I mean, if you go to anybody that ever met me, anybody that ever been around me for longer than 5 minutes, they'll know that I'm always positive. I'm always enjoying it, always having fun.
That positive energy has him excited about the season ahead.
It's going to be exciting, I think. I think it's going to be real exciting. And, you know, if God willing, we're going to make some things happen this year.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.